Welcome to Morning Prayer, produced 5 days a week by the Diocese of Worcester in collaboration with WTAG. I'm David Evans, your host this week from Second Church of Christ Scientist, Worcester. St. Paul tells us that to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. All this week on Morning Prayer, we've seen biblical examples showing that as we turn away from the usual human perspectives and adopt spiritual ones, in other words, as we're spiritually minded, life and peace are the result. But we might wonder if we can do it, if we can be spiritually minded. It can seem awfully difficult. Christ Jesus and his disciples provide an answer. In the Bible story, when Jesus picks his disciples, they follow him immediately. They're all just regular guys, not religious scholars or saintly people, yet they all immediately respond to Jesus' spiritual mindedness. They have a lot to learn and make mistakes along the way, but they do learn. They become spiritually minded. We today can too. Why? Paul again provides the answer, saying, "Now we have received not the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God." Just like those Bible characters, we've received not the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God. It's inherently ours. It's our inheritance and our heritage. We have it, and we can use it. May we all immediately cultivate and follow this spiritual mindedness just as the disciples did. And may we all find health, prosperity, and peace. The life that's ours as children of God. Amen.